This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Donald, last name Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, date of birth 12/29/1947. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Curtis with hypertension, atrial fibrillation, and SIADH with history of low sodium levels. His last visit was May 3rd of 2022. He states he's been feeling well. He's going to be driving to Florida within the next week. And he usually returns in May of every year, and his wife will be going with him. He denies any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. His last PSA level was still suppressed, and he's feeling comfortable about that. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no chest pain or dyspnea, no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's taking iron twice a day now. It was once a day. He's not using ginger anymore, but he does take Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day in addition to other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 270 pounds and blood pressure 142/86. And labs? Most recent lab studies were done 2/16 of 2023. Unfortunately, the lab did a creatinine kinase instead of creatinine, so we don't have a recent creatinine level. His sodium was 131, previous level was 132, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 28, calcium 9.3, albumin 4.4, phosphorus 3.9, hemoglobin 13.0 with the normal white count and normal platelets. His previous creatinine level was done April 13th of 2022, and that was 0.88. With estimated GFR greater than 60. Assessment and plan, hypertension slightly above goal per his home blood pressure monitor. We've asked him to check his blood pressure at home and try to avoid caffeinated beverages and continue his current routine medications. Two, SIADH with normal sodium levels. And three, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. The patient will have lab studies done every 6 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.